Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 17th of August, and I'm recording at 10:16 p.m., and that is British Summer Time here in London. Okay, well, a mostly quiet day, but one interesting note, and I'll get to that in just a few minutes, but first, just a look at what stock markets did here today, starting with Japan. A little steadier in here. Up about half a percentage point. What interests me most is now the Nikkei 225 is not far off its highs. It's in a trading range. But what had worried me previously over the last 2 weeks, but is looking more reassuring now, is that the TSE 2 index, that's the second section index, has been up for the last 3 days in a row, and it started that off with a fairly good initial upside move. So the higher that goes within its range, the more positive that is for the market generally. And of course, it's got that quantitative easing program, which is probably going to go on and on. China mixed here today. The A shares, let's see, the mainland shares were a little higher in here today. Well, Shanghai Composite up nearly 0.75 percentage point. The Hang Seng was down by the same amount, and the China Enterprise Index down by a little bit more. So Hong Kong, this is where the cheap valuations are, but they are not yet performing, possibly because the government's focus is on the A shares. Taiwan soft, down 1.1%. Most of these other markets in the Asia Pacific region were lower, including Singapore down 1.5%. Same with Malaysia, quite weak here overall. Modest exceptions of Australia. Up a quarter of a fifth of a percentage point, and that's pretty much it. Now looking at the European markets, slightly better, but very quiet here overall. They started weak, incidentally. Well, actually, they started steady and then weakened sharply, and then recovered from that weakness to end up mostly higher. A negative exception was Germany, which was down 0.41%. I think they got hit on some weak retail sales data. I think it was retail sales, but the statistic du jour from China was not bullish. Now, moving on, the most interesting development was in the U.S. market, which opened low and below Friday's close. Friday was a very quiet day, but below Friday's close, but then gradually moved higher and closed up just over 0.5% on the S&P 500 index. That's up to 2102 and change, and was slightly ahead of the Dow's gain. And the NASDAQ Composite Index was up 0.4 percentage point. And that's the way it should look if you're getting a firming on Wall Street. In other words, those big companies not doing quite so much. The tech-led sectors, including biotech, doing better. And Apple's a little higher in here, but it's only at 117, so it's got to get back up into that 130 region to really confirm that we almost certainly had a significant low earlier this month. Now, also on Wall Street, it's moving up from the lower side of its ranges here, but that's been a pattern that's been repeated over and over again. And there are reports out. I'll see if I can get a hold of one of these and post it, if not tonight, tomorrow. But there are reports out that there are a lot of short positions in the markets, and that wouldn't surprise me at all, because we've had a lot of very bearish sentiment here overall. And I believe it's nearly, this was mentioned, I saw in this report, that it's nearly 4 years since we had a 10% plus correction on Wall Street, and that is the third longest time in history that has not occurred. So this is a little bit unusual. We are still, of course, in this lull period, the underperformance period, which starts in May and continues through the end of October. But will we now push up and test the higher side of the range? Well, it's a possibility here overall. The pretty quiet activity here overall. But if there are a lot of shorts in the market, and I assume that that's probably correct, that leaves the market more susceptible to a rally overall. Okay, what else went on here today? Not much. Overall, the bonds, US 10 years, they eased a little bit further, 2.167. So the long-term bulls in government bonds will say, well, see, I told you so. Nothing going wrong there yet. And they're right here. VIX 1302. So that's just a fraction. Higher, I think, yes, fraction higher here overall, but not justifying or giving the warnings that were indicated by some of the emotional comments that we were hearing last week overall. Now in commodities, crude oil, very soft again, and probably closed near the lows of the day. Not a big move to the downside, but it's just sort of drifting easily lower, and then it pauses and just ranges for a while and drifts lower. The Brent is at $48.61, and the WTI is at $41.87. Those are down 58 cents and 63 cents, respectively. Industrial metals really just drifting. They're depressed. They're somewhat overextended. They're not doing much to the upside, that's for sure. You get these little 1 to 2 day rallies, then they ease again. Precious metals have been slightly better. Mixed in here today, the palladium's down $4.50, 613, and silver's up 9 cents, 1530. Platinum up over $5, so a little bit better than mixed here. Three out of four of them are higher, as you'll see in a minute. Platinum up 580, 999.80, and gold at 1117. This is still technical rally territory for the precious metals. They did have quite a big move down to the downside, ending earlier this month, and they're sort of overextended and can see possibly further short covering rallies, little bargain hunting, taking them up close to those declining 200-day moving averages. But I don't think that we've got a we have sustainable floors, or if we are near sustainable floors, we haven't got bases that could produce significant moves to the upside, in my opinion. And we did not get so oversold that it looked like we would get sort of V bottom type recoveries. I just think they're a little out of favor. The bonds aren't doing too badly, despite all the nervousness about stock markets. A number of stock markets are still benefiting, and again, quantitative easing is a factor overall. Now, I think I've mentioned this before, but not everybody hears each audio every time, and I just repeat the point that I will be doing this audio tomorrow and also Wednesday, and then I'll be going on my summer holiday. And you, of course, will be in Owen's capable hands. Owen's away today and tomorrow. And on that note, and the markets now. The new brochure is out for the markets now. If you're anywhere near London or going to be anywhere near London, I'm really excited about this markets now event. Have a look. All the best.